It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good afternoon from Bearcat Arena. The Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team getting set for a matchup to close out a busy day for the Bearcats today, as the Northwest women will face the College of St. Mary, making their trip down here from Omaha. The College of St. Mary, a very good NAIA basketball team. They are a high-scoring team. They come in with a record of 6-2, while the Northwest women enter with a record of 1-4. It's their first game since a close loss against Pittsburgh State on the road in a non-conference game on Sunday. But again, Northwest Missouri State and the College of St. Mary, our women's matchup here on the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll be back with more on the pregame show after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
And we're back out at Bearcat Arena for an afternoon/evening matchup for the Northwest Missouri State women as they take on the College of St. Mary. The Northwest football team with a win just across the track over at Bearcat Stadium against Minnesota Duluth in the second round of the Division II playoffs this afternoon. Loss for the Bearcat men's basketball team down in Springfield against former MIAA member Truman State this afternoon as well. So the Bearcat women hoping to close out the day with a win here. Got their first win on Friday last week and then bounced back with a close loss, as I mentioned, to Pittsburgh State on Sunday in a road trip down to Pittsburgh, Kansas. And a good Pittsburgh State team. That was a non-conference game for the Bearcat women. But we'll see a little bit of a change in the starting lineup for the Northwest women as they try to counter a little bit of size for the College of St. Mary. And it looks like Shelby Mustaine will be getting her first start as the Bearcat, as the freshman will take over the spot of Timber Schechinger in terms of the starting lineup anyway for tonight's ball game. So we'll hear a little bit more about that when we come back. We'll talk with the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Michael Smith. We'll do it right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Retired Northwest Missouri State Band Director Al Circle received the Distinguished Faculty Emeritus Award. Circle says the award means a lot to him.
I'm just a guy that thinks he does his job and does it his very best every day and doesn't look for a lot more beyond that. So this is just really a great joy for me, and my relationship and the time that I spent in Maryville was great, and especially the time there in the university as a professor was fantastic. So it's just really a great joy for me to be able to come and receive this award.
Sorgel retired from Northwest in 2004 after 23 years as director of bands on the Maryville campus and 37 years teaching overall. He came out of retirement last year to return to Northwest to direct the Bearcat Marching Band. Sorgel says he enjoyed having the opportunity to lead the band one more time.
It was a really easy transition. There's some great kids there, and certainly people in the athletic department, the music department, and the upper administration were very supportive of helping me in any way I could to survive the semester and make sure the kids did a good job, and they felt good about it so that this year there'd be a band there for someone to be able to take over. So it wasn't a tough decision for me. I think that statement, once you're a Bearcat, you're always a Bearcat, has a lot of meaning to it.
Sorgel currently lives in Kansas City. Others honored include Dr. Al Kay to receive the Distinguished Alumni Award, Dr. Aaron Johnson, the Distinguished Faculty Award, Cindy Pickrell, the Honorary Alumni Award, Dr. Wayne Wolsey, the Turret Service Award, and Keaton Guess, the Young Alumni Award.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in the pregame show before tonight's matchup between the Northwest Missouri State Women and College of St. Mary. Joining us now is Northwest head coach Michael Smith. Coach, let's talk a little bit about the last week. Kind of, it seems like the last few weeks, you found something that you've needed to work on. You've kind of worked on that going into the next weekend. You had that opportunity. What's been the focus of this week?
Well, we have gotten better. Unfortunately, it hasn't showed up necessarily in the win-loss column, but I feel like as a team, our kids are really starting to buy into what we're talking as far as from a scouting standpoint. You know, I told our kids a week or so ago was, hey, we can't keep going back to the fundamentals. This is things that should have been done, taught to you a long, long time ago. And, you know, it is what it is. We can't change that. Now we're in game mode where we're playing every 2 to 3 days. So we have to prepare for the other team. You know, it's early on, you try to do what you can for yourself. I feel like we've got offensively, I feel good about what we're doing. You know, defensively, we've gotten better. You know, our problem has just been, you know, our confidence in taking care of the basketball. And I told him, I said, I can't do anything for that for you. You've got to be able to handle the basketball as far as our turnovers. You know, not boxing out, giving up so many offensive rebounds, in particular, you know, down at Pitt, it just comes down to what's inside your chest. Really, it does. And it's unfortunate. But those are the things that I've really, you know, I guess I had to call them out on the last few days is that, you know, why are you here? You know, it's about doing the little things. It's playing with a little bit of heart. You know, we're not just going to put on Northwest uniform, walk out on the floor, and everybody's going to say, well, this is Northwest. You know, we don't have to play hard. I mean, we're getting everybody's best game from here on out. You know, but so we've got a few things that we're still trying to tweak out. You know, going into today's game, we're going against a bigger lineup. We're going to change our starting lineup a little bit for a couple of reasons. But one, be, you know, we're trying to take advantage of that four position with Annie in the post. And two, putting Annie in there with Shelby, I feel like maybe gives us a better opportunity to get more rebounding. So, you know, to do that, we've got people that we're counting on that have got to be consistent. And I talked to them about a little bit last night is that, hey, we don't need so-and-so to give us 30 points and 10 rebounds a game. We need you to give us 10 points and 5 boards. We need you to give us 8 points and 4 boards. We need you to give us 6 points and 3 boards and only 4 turnovers. You know, just little things like that as far as trying to define roles. But more importantly, Matt, we've got to get quality production off the bench. You know, I feel like that's an area right now that we're really struggling with is trying to figure out what kind of rotation we want. I feel like for the most part we got a starting five, maybe that sixth man, but that, you know, that seventh, eighth, ninth man, it's so unclear right now. And this point in the year, you want people to stand out, and want people that want to take that role and embrace it, and we've got a few that just won't embrace it right now. They're kind of fighting it, honestly, and I keep trying to tell this group that we can't get anywhere this year without all of us. The five or six that play 20 to 28, 9 minutes a game, whatever it is, they can't do it all. We've got to have people that take pride in what they are as far as coming off the bench and being somebody that can, you know, give us a spark off the bench, and we just don't have that right now.
It sounds like to me, in listening to you, that you're saying there's opportunity, and you just want one of those players to grasp that opportunity.
I do. You know, and unfortunately, you hope that it shows in practice, and we're just not seeing it in practice. You know, I just can't. Everybody's like, well, I don't believe in gamers. I don't like the word gamers. This is not a word, but I use it a lot. I like practicers, or however you want. You know, you can hear me. I can't say it, but I like people that want to come in and work hard and practice. And again, you know, it's up for grabs right now. And don't get me wrong, we've got to play a little more discipline from a starting five standpoint, getting in foul trouble, those type of things. But we got to have people that can come in off the bench that can pick us up if somebody gets in foul trouble. Or as needed, and you know, that's especially as we get ready to get into conference season here, we've got to have that.
Really looks like your matchup tonight against College of St. Mary is not one of those teams that you can think, well, it's an NAIA school. This looks like a very talented team.
They're a very good team, honestly. We've got our hands full today with College of St. Mary. They get a couple of kids that can really shoot it, that can put it on the floor. I mean, they're averaging close to 90 points a game, and that's not just by luck. You know, they like to get out and transition. They got a big kid inside. Unfortunately, the thing is that she plays out away from the basket. You know, I hope she continues to do that today. That's what we're thinking, is that she's going to face the basket from about the free throw line. And, boy, she's got a great touch from the outside. So we're going to try to neutralize her as much as possible with Shelby. Shelby's got to stay out of foul trouble. Basically, when a big kid comes out for a breather, Shelby's going to come out for a breather type things. And then we got our other rotations going. When she goes back in, we're going to put our 6-2 in, you know, to try to neutralize her as much as possible. But it just comes down to us taking care of the basketball is what it's going to come down to today. They're going to press us a little bit, and you know, we struggled at Pitt, you know, towards the end of the game when they threw that their three-quarter court on, and that just comes down to just, you know, finding a way to get it done. We can call timeouts and we can draw X's and O's up on the board as far as how to break a press, but when it comes down to it, we got to have people that are confident with the basketball. And that's what it comes down to.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot.
That is Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Theater Northwest will continue to show Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker until Sunday afternoon, December 8th. The interesting thing about this show is they'll feature puppets instead of people. Associate Theater Professor Amanda Pettifish-Schrog says most of the puppets were made by Northwest students.
The process actually began back in May when a group of students, along with myself and a couple other faculty members, sat down to figure out. We knew very little at that point. We knew we wanted to do the Nutcracker. We knew we were doing it with puppets. And we knew that the show went up in November. And based on that, they came up with a variety of ideas about the best way to construct the narrative and how these different characters would show up on stage.
Pettifish-Schrog says the rehearsal process not only involves figuring out expression, but solving problems.
If we discover, in order to tell this part of the story, the character needs to do this, but the puppet can't physically do that, we have two choices. We can either change the puppet, or we can change how the puppet communicates in that moment. So I think it's a great process.
Pettifish-Schrog says she began working with puppets when she was 4 years old.
It's always a joy to kind of get to go back to familiar territory, but also to figure out new ways of doing things. And it's what I love about puppetry, is that there's never a solution that easily presents itself. Every puppet is different, and it's always a process of trial and error. But that also means that the work is unique and it's captivating if done well. So it's a great challenge, and that's something I learned working with my family, and I'm thrilled to have the chance to kind of rediscover that with students here.
Pettifish-Schrog adds the show runs just under an hour. All performances will be held in the Studio Theater at the Ron Houston Center for the Performing Arts. For more information, call 660-562-1321.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Record on the season.
Back at Bearcat Arena, a look at the starting lineups for these two teams. For Northwest, Ariel Easton, Ashley Nelson, Monique Stevens, Shelby Mustaine, and Annie Matthews. And on the other side for College St. Mary's, Akia Davis, Tiffany Lewis, Amanda Woodring, Tiffany Anzalone, and DeAndre Young. Back with a start after this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
For today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MarysvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarysvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State and the College of St. Mary, our women's matchup here on the Bearcat Radio Network tonight. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat women closing out a busy day for Bearcat sports. All three teams in season today, in action today. Football getting a win across the way, and it looks like St. Cloud State will be next week's opponent.
Yeah, they had a heck of a game today, a strong offensive game for both of those teams, but St. Cloud coming up with the upset over Minnesota State Mankato, so the St. Cloud and Northwest over Bearcat Stadium next Saturday afternoon, so it should be a heck of a game, and it's always nice, regardless who you've got, to have a home game in the quarterfinals.
And it'll be a noon kickoff next Saturday over at Bearcat Stadium. We'll have it for you on the Bearcat Radio Network starting at 11 o'clock. We're set to go. Shelby Mustaine in the center circle again, getting her first start as the Bearcat, across from DeAndre Young. Young is transferred into this program by way of the University of Florida and the University of Central Florida. Tip controlled by Northwest as Monique Stevens comes out of there with it. Works it right side for Nelson on the wing. Goes on the drive. Kick out to Stevens is tipped and taken away. Steal for Akia Davis, one of the sisters on this team. Pass goes inside. Young gets the catch. Can't get the shot and the rebound for Mustaine for Northwest Missouri State. So the Bearcats, after a turnover on their first possession, get it right back. Don't give up an offensive rebound, something Coach talked about a moment ago being a key tonight. Over to the left side, Stevens. Now to the high post, Mustaine. Onto the right side, Easton. Started a drive, now backs it out. Puts up a three off the front of the rim, no good. Akia Davis with the rebound for St. Mary. Ahead it goes on the left side. Tiffany Anzalone kicks it out on the wing. A three from Amanda Woodring won't go, and Mustaine with another rebound for Northwest. Across midcourt, Monique Stevens brings it to the top of the key. Works it over to the right. Now back left, Easton. Onto the wing for Annie Matthews. Top of the key for Nelson. Right side, Stevens. Now to Easton. In front of the bench for College of St. Mary. Inside it goes. Matthews from Mustaine. Hook shot for Matthews. Good off the glass. Annie Matthews with the first points of this game. And the Flames with the basketball just over a minute in. Across midcourt, Akia Davis between the circles to Woodring. Woodring over to the left side on the wing for Davis. Davis goes on a drive, spins, double team, kicks it out left side for Tiffany Lewis. Lewis out to the top of the key for Woodring. She'll try the drive, lobs it underneath for Davis. Davis up with a shot, no good. Rebound tipped by Mustaine to Stevens. Northwest up the left side this time. Now middle of the floor. Stevens goes into the paint, spins, kicks it out. Mustaine, top of the key, hands it right back to Stevens. And she'll set the half-court offense for the Cats. Out to Nelson on the left wing. Top of the key for Easton. Over to the right wing, Stevens. Stevens to Mustaine. Down the left side of the lane she goes. Stops, kick into the left side. Nelson goes on the drive and draws a hand check foul. So Northwest will have an inbound on the baseline left. First foul of the game going against Tiffany and Zalone. And the inbound will come on the baseline left for Northwest as Monique Stevens will step out to inbound it. Watches a couple of picks, fakes a pass, now into the left corner. Nelson open, three on the way, rattles out, hits the backboard and goes for Ashley Nelson. So the three-pointer on the left side, the fifth of the season for Nelson, and it's a 5-0 lead for Northwest. On the right side, Anzalone out beyond the arc. Over to the left side, Young. Young against Mustaine, spins up with the runner from 13. In and out, won't go. Ariel Easton, the rebound for Northwest. Cross midcourt, she goes. Over to the left wing, skips it across right side for Stevens, back to Easton. Now to the left wing for Nelson. Up top, Stevens. Stevens with one dribble, onto the right side, goes to Easton, drive to the baseline, up to Mustaine, high post, left side. Stevens, open for three, got it! Nothing but net for Monique Stevens, her sixth three-pointer of the season, and a timeout for the College of St. Mary, 8-0. Northwest Missouri State up, 17-19 to play in the first half, and John, College of St. Mary, a team that can put a lot of points on the board, so it's important to get an early lead for the Northwest women.
Oh, it definitely is. And also, this is a game that when it was originally scheduled, Coach Smith talked about that you don't want to overlook an opponent, but you felt like this would be one that Northwest would be heavily favored. Then all of a sudden, they recruit in DeAndre Young out of Division I down in Florida, and it suddenly became a different type of ball game and a much tougher game for Northwest. As you mentioned, it's great to get off to a good start against a team that is going to put some points on the board and play a very good game against Northwest here today. So a great start for Northwest.
And Young, just a sophomore, leads the team in scoring, averaging 19 points a game. College of St. Mary with the ball coming out of the timeout. Over to the left side on the wing, Anzalone, guarded by Nelson. Brings it to the top of the key, now down the lane, tries to go up with the layup, misses, but draws the foul. Nelson will be called for the first Bearcat foul of the afternoon. And that will send Tiffany Anzalone to the free throw line to shoot two.
Northwest coming off a loss in a non-conference game Sunday to a Pittsburgh State down in Pittsburgh, Kansas. But Coach Smith, while wanting a win, felt there were some good things that came out of that, including the way the team never gave up in the second half when things started to get a little rough for them. But really liked the fight they had in that matchup.
Second free throw is good. So both go down for Tiffany Anzalone. She's now 24 of 26 on the season at the free throw line. And it's an 8-2 game. Northwest Missouri State with a lead in the ball. Left side, Nelson on the drive. Spin in the lane. Tried to throw a pass down to Matthews. Tipped away. Matthews will chase it down. Now to Stevens. Easton between the circles. Over to the left side for Nelson. Swings around right. Easton on the wing. Top of the key it goes for Mustaine. Drives, knocked away by Akia Davis, and it's picked up by Anzalone for the Flames. Cross midcourt, Akia Davis gets it out between the circles. Lewis over to the right side in the high post for Young. Young now to the top of the key, Anzalone. One dribble into the corner. Davis takes a shot just inside the arc. It's too strong. Rebound for Annie Matthews. Matthews ahead to Easton. Now into Mustaine. Mustaine goes up with a shot and draws a foul on Amanda Woodring. That'll be the first on Woodring, second team foul, and Shelby Mustaine will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest.
Northwest offensively did a good job that time, realizing they had a little bit of a mismatch down inside. They got it low to Mustaine. Nice little pivot move going up with the shot, drew the foul, and gets a chance to get to the free throw line. So good job of recognizing the mismatch inside.
Mustaine, 10 of 13 at the line so far this year. Her first free throw here is good. First point of the game for the freshman out of Jefferson City, getting her first start as a Bearcat here this afternoon. Haley Terpinian checks into the lineup, a sophomore out of Millard North High School in Omaha. Second free throw for Mustaine is good. So Mustaine hits both 10-2. Northwest back on top by 8, 16-10 to play in the first half. Akia Davis over to the right side on the wing. Anzalone gets it down toward the baseline. It comes out from Terpinian to the right wing. Lewis with it there. She'll go on the drive. Now gives it up for Young. Young can't hit the shot in the paint. Rebound for Annie Matthews. And the outlet pass for Matthews goes over the head of Monique Stevens and out of bounds. Northwest out rebounding College of St. Mary 6-1 in the early going here. Out to Akia Davis. She'll set the offense for the Flames. Left side on the wing. Lewis open. Takes the three. In and out. No good. Nelson with the rebound for Northwest. Now to Stevens. Across the timeline with it. Over to the left side. Nelson. Back out to Stevens. Over to the left side. Nelson on the wing. Looks top of the key. Gets it there for Easton. Thought about a drive. Backs it out. To Monique Stevens near the right corner. Fakes a pass inside. High post Mustaine. Left corner for Nelson. Out to Easton on the wing. Easton to the free throw line. Right side, Stevens, a three on the way. In and out, won't go. Rebound tipped away from Mustaine and controlled by Tiffany Lewis for the College of St. Mary. Akia Davis will bring it over to the right side for Lewis. Out on the perimeter. Quick three from Anzalone, and she knocks it down. Her team leading 21st three of the season. She has all 5 points for College of St. Mary. 10-5 the lead for Northwest. Nelson up top, Easton, over to the right side on the wing for Stevens. Gets it in to Matthews. Pass a little too tall for Matthews, but will catch a break as Haley Terpinian with the foul from behind. That'll be the first on her. 13 foul, and it brings us to a timeout. 14:54 to play in the first half. It's a 10-5 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women over the College of St. Mary. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Bearcat Arena, 10-5, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead. As Coach Michael Smith goes to his bench during the break, Timber Schekinger and Denise McEnany check into the lineup for the Bearcats. Nelson and Mustaine to the sideline. Stevens will inbound on the baseline right. Wanted to go inside to Schekinger. Now tries to kick it out to Easton. It goes by her and out of bounds. And it will go right back to the College of St. Mary. So taking care of the basketball is one thing that Coach talked about in the pregame. Already Northwest with four turnovers in this game. They have not forced one out of the Flames as of yet.
Turnovers have really hurt Northwest in a number of games early this season.
Top of the key, Anzalone works it over right side Davis. Pass inside for Young. Squares up with a shot over Annie Matthews. Good for DeAndre Young. First points for Young. It's a 10-7 game. Northwest with the lead in the ball. 14.5 minutes to play in the first half. McEnany with it on the right wing. Top of the key, Schekinger. Left side, Stevens. Into the corner for Easton. Easton to the free throw line. Matthews out to the right side for Stevens. She'll dribble down to the right corner. Gets a screen from Matthews. Dribbles to the high post. Now to Easton, top of the key. She'll go on the drive over to Matthews. Baseline jumper, right side, too strong. Rebound tipped by McEnany. She was able to knock it away from Tiffany Anzalone, but couldn't catch up to it before it goes out of bounds. So it will belong to the College of St. Mary. Across midcourt comes Zakiya Davis. On to the left side for Lewis on the wing. Back up top, ends alone. Now back over to the left for Lewis. Lewis will bring it back up to Davis. She tried the shot fake and drive, got called for the travel. So the first turnover of the ball game for College of St. Mary. We'll give it to Northwest as Mustaine checks back in after just a short breather. Coach Smith felt like he wanted to have Mustaine out there as much as possible when DeAndre Young was out there. And now Young comes over to the sideline after scoring her first points, guarded by Annie Matthews. Young at 6 feet 2 inches. Mustaine also at 6'2". Left side, Schechinger, top of the key, McEnany. Onto the right side, Easton, into the corner. Goes for Kenna Veldhuizen, who also checked in during that last time out. Inside it goes to Mustaine, taken away from her. Haley Tarpinian with the steal. Pass ahead of Kia Davis, a 3-on-1. She goes with it herself, no good. Rebound and follow is good by Tiffany Anzalone.
Mustaine's had a couple of instances in this first half where she's gone with the dribble in the post and had the ball knocked out of her hands.
7-0 run for College of St. Mary. On the left side, Schechinger. Top of the key, Veldhuizen. Out of the right wing for McEnany. Easton on the drive. Draws a foul as she goes up with the shot. This one will be against Tiffany Lewis. That'll be the first on Lewis. Fourth team foul and two opportunities for Ariel Easton at the free throw line for Northwest. Easton, 10 of 14. First free throw off the back of the rim. She leads Cats in scoring, averaging 18 points a game. She also has a team-high 12 threes for Northwest. And a second free throw good for Easton, her first point of the night. And it's a 11-9 game, Northwest with the lead over the Flames. 13-10 to play in the first half. Akia Davis with it out top, works it over to the right side. Woodring on the wing, fakes a pass, now brings it out top. Haley Tarpinian. Down underneath, it goes to Anzalone, and Anzalone hits the layup. She has 9.
So he got behind the Bearcat defense, and no one picked her up.
McEnany with it on the right side as the game is tied at 11. Easton out between the circles. Bearcats opened up with an 8-0 lead. On the left side, Schechinger stumbles as she tries to drive. Knocked away from behind by Haley Tarpinian. Out of bounds, and Northwest will inbound. Now into the lineup for Northwest comes Ashley Nelson along with Monique Stevens. And Ashley Ginther, the 5'10 freshman, takes the place of Mustaine.
College of St. Mary going with a smaller lineup right now. So Coach Smith counters with a little bit of a smaller lineup for some better matchups there.
Inbound to Nelson on the right side. Misses the shot but draws the foul. And Ashley Nelson will head back to the free throw line. A second quick foul on Tiffany Lewis. Fifth team foul. And Nelson steps to the line for the first time today. She's 19 of 27 on the season. Cats is a team shooting 74% from the free throw line. Nelson hits her first. She has 4 after a three-pointer a few minutes ago. Second free throw, also good. So 5 now for Ashley Nelson. Amir Davis checks into the lineup in place of Tiffany Lewis. Amir and Akia Davis, sisters from Titusville, Florida, both of them transferring into the program from McCook Community College in Nebraska. Now underneath, Tarpinian finds herself wide open, gets the pass, and then draws the foul as she goes up with the shot. This one will go on Ashley Ginther. That will be her first.
Second time that College of St. Mary's been able to get behind the post players inside and get a good look at the bucket.
Tarpinian to the line for 2. She's just 7 of 16 at the free throw line. First of her 2 is nothing but net. As a team, College of St. Mary hits 77% of their free throws. First point of the game for the sophomore out of Omaha. Second one on the way, and that one off the back of the rim. Rebound for Schechinger. Schechinger's outlet goes to Stevens. She calls out the offense and works it to the right side. Now to Nelson, down the left side of the lane, into the corner, McEnany. Onto the wing, Nelson, over to the right side, Stevens, up with the 3, that's off the front of the rim, followed her shot, but couldn't pull it down over Haley Tarpinian. Outlet for Tarpinian to Amir Davis, top of the key, Tarpinian, over to the right side, a 3 from Amanda Woodring is off the front of the rim, rebound tipped around, out of bounds, Schechinger the last one to get a hand on it, and it will belong to the College of St. Mary. Ariel Easton will check back into the Bearcat lineup. McEnany to the sideline. And the inbound coming from Tiffany Anzalone. Out to the left wing for Amir Davis. Between the circles, Woodring. Over to the left side, Tarpinian. Out of the top of the key, quick three from Anzalone. Off the front of the rim, rebound for Schechinger. Gives it up to Stevens. Now ahead, Nelson trying to drive the baseline. Draws the bump on Tiffany Anzalone. That'll be the second on Anzalone. So two of their starters already with a couple of fouls, and we've got 11:46 to play in the first half. That could be a key for this College of St. Mary team as this game goes along. Stevens looking to inbound. Has to call a timeout. Could not find an inbound pass, so with a 13-12 lead, Northwest Missouri State calls a timeout, 11:46 to play in the first half here.
Well, you had to know College of St. Mary team that's been here will put some points on the board, would make a run and get back in this one. Northwest, as you mentioned, out to an 8-0 run to start this game, but only see College of Mary come back. And this, I think, is going to be a good matchup for Northwest as they get ready for a conference play on Thursday night with Pittsburgh State.
Northwest Missouri State football team with a 45-21 win against Minnesota Duluth this afternoon over at Bearcat Stadium. They will face St. Cloud State. St. Cloud State also in a defensive battle. 56-48, I believe, or something like that.
54-48.
That's right. So they put some points on the board in Mankato today.
Anyway, you score over 50 points, you got a good shot for a win.
Yeah. Inbound to the left side. Ariel Easton open for three. It's off the front of the rim. Long rebound to the corner. Easton will chase it down. Gets a pass inside. Ginther shot off the glass. Good for Ashley Ginther. Good hustle there on the offensive rebound for Ariel Easton. And it's a 15-12 lead for Northwest Missouri State. 11:30 to play in the first half. Kia Davis with it on the left side. Out to Anzalone. Right of the key to Amir Davis in the right corner. Amir holding on to it. Can't pass it, so she'll take the three, and it goes. Just the second three of the season for Amir Davis. And it's a 15-15 game. Pass over to the right side. Nelson out to the top of the key. Schechinger now to Nelson on the right wing. Easton over to the left. Stevens into the corner. Schechinger. Schechinger dribbles up to the wing. Goes to the high post for Ginther. Out to the right. Stevens. Stevens on the wing with nine on the shot clock. Goes on the drive into the lane. Kick out to Schechinger is tipped. It goes out of bounds, and Northwest will inbound with five on the shot clock. Shelby Mustaine back into the ball game. DeAndre Young also back in for College St. Mary. We'll see those two on the floor at the same time, probably most of the night. Nelson will inbound from the far sideline. Inbound to the left wing, Schechinger. She'll go on the drive with it. Kick out. Mustaine up with the jumper from 12. It's off the front of the rim. The rebound tipped. Easton down with it. Misses the shot but draws the foul. And Ariel Easton will head back to the free throw line for Northwest. She's able to draw the foul on Akia Davis. That's the first on Davis. Seventh team foul against the College of St. Mary. And Easton to the line where she is one of two. First one here off the right side of the rim. Easton will get a second opportunity. Easton transferring into the program from State Fair Community College. Second free throw misses to the right as well. Rebound for Amanda Woodring for the Flames. College of St. Mary brings it up the floor. Amir Davis works it out between the circles right for Woodring. On the wing, down toward the baseline, gets it into the corner for Jamie Miner. Out of the free throw line, Young, 15-footer won't go. Mustaine with a rebound for Northwest. She's doing a great job on the boards in this first half. Outlet goes over to Stevens. Stevens between the circles to Easton. Easton on the right wing. Schechinger into Mustaine. Now out top Nelson. Nelson started a drive. Kicks it out to Stevens. Into the corner Easton. Easton to Mustaine cutting across the lane. She's bumped. The ball tipped around. And Akia Davis comes out of there with it for the College of St. Mary. 10 minutes to play in the first half. Tied at 15. On the right wing. Akia Davis with it. Takes a dribble. Skips it over to Miner left side. Miner. Driving the paint with the left hand. Out to the left corner, Amir Davis. Up top of the key. Quick three on the way from Woodring. That one misses too strong. Rebound for Monique Stevens. Ahead on the right, Nelson. Back to Stevens. Now to the left corner, Schechinger. Open, a three on the way. Good for Timber Schechinger.
Good ball move at that time for Northwest. Some crisp passes around the perimeter and ended up with an open look at the bucket.
And another timeout for the College of St. Mary. 18-15 the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women with 9:32 to play in the first half. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanberry.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 9:32 to play in the first half, 18-15. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the College of St. Mary. So far we're seeing kind of what we expected. We knew it would be a good Flames team coming in here to Bearcat Arena despite being in the NAIA. And that's what we've seen so far. Amir Davis with the basketball for the Flames. Works it left side for Woodring. Guarded by Annie Matthews. Now to the high post right, Young. Staying on her. Over to the left to Kia Davis at the elbow. Tries to drive up through a double team. Shot spins around and goes for Akia Davis. First points for Akia Davis. She averages 15 a game. It's an 18-17 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. 9:04 to play in the first half. Alexandria Blahrock with it at top of the key. Right side for Nelson. She's got it on the wing. Now to Stevens. Blahrock near the left corner. She brings it up to the wing, to the high post for Matthews. Over to the right, Nelson fakes on a three. Back to Matthews. Over to the left, Blahrock. Six on the shot clock. Drive by Blahrock. Shot blocked away and a held ball. So Amanda Woodring was able to get a hold of the basketball. Possession arrow will give it to the College of St. Mary. So the Flames have it. Bearcats up 18-17. Up the floor comes Amir Davis for the College of St. Mary. Works it over to Woodring, right side. Now to Miner on the left. Miner on the drive, up with the runner, no good. She goes to the ground, and a bump will be called, sending Miner to the free throw line to shoot two. Bearcat foul is called on Alexandria Blahrock.
Couple possessions now. The College of St. Mary's been able to drive the lane and get some good looks inside. First one went down with the layup and a couple points this time. Earns them a trip to the free throw line.
And the first free throw for Miner is good, and that will tie the score at 18. Tiffany Lewis back into the lineup for College of St. Mary. Miner will get a second free throw here as well. And that one is up and good. Miner out of Wahoo, Nebraska. And it's a 19-18 lead for St. Mary. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Now Miner knocks it away. It goes out of bounds on the far side. And Northwest will inbound it. 8:23 to play in the first half here at Bearcat Arena. And Blahrock will inbound it out near midcourt for Nelson. Nelson works it over to the left. Blahrock with it on the wing. Top of the key for Stevens. Stevens will work it over to the right. Went to Nelson, and Nelson vacated the spot on the wing she was at. Started to cut toward the basket. And Kenna Veldhuizen will check into the lineup for Northwest Missouri State as Stevens will come to the sideline. 8:12 to go in the first half. A one-point lead for the College of St. Mary. Across midcourt comes Amir Davis. Works it out to Woodring between the circles. Just left to the key, guarded by Matthews. Now over to the right side, Davis. Underneath to Young. Young goes around Mustaine, up with the shot, no good. And Mustaine there for the rebound for Northwest. And now she's knocked to the floor as Woodring reaches in to get a held ball call. And the possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State. Veldhuizen will bring it up the floor for Northwest. She crosses the timeline, Works it over to the right side, trying to get it to Blau Rock. Miner gets a hand of the basketball. Goes into the Flames bench, and another timeout here. 19-18, College of St. Mary with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 7:43 to play in the first half here. And another busy week coming up, thanks to, of course, you add a football game into the basketball yeah. schedule, and that'll do that. But Bearcats, more importantly, basketball-wise, open the conference season this week.
Boy, that's the same possible, but they face Pittsburgh State Thursday night in a doubleheader here at Bearcat Arena. And really, for the most part, I think it's good that you see some games played in December that have a lot of meaning getting into the conference. In the past, you'd see a lot of non-conference game leading up to a January start for the conference schedule. And really, it's kind of nice to see a lot of games mean a lot early in the year and get to see some pretty good basketball in December.
Northwest inbounding. And the inbound pass is tipped by Amir Davis. Goes right back to Blaurock, who is still out of bounds. As she touches it, that will give the ball to the College of St. Mary. So another turnover for the Cats. That's their ninth in this first half.
I think that's one area that you'd really like to see Northwest reduce the turnover situation, getting ready for that matchup with Pittsburgh State on Thursday, because there's going to be some conference teams that will take advantage of turnovers like this.
Woodring with it out between the circles. Over to the left side to Miner on the wing. A one-point lead for the College of St. Mary over Northwest Missouri State. To the right wing it goes for Tiffany Lewis. Underneath, the pass tipped away from Amir Davis, off of her and out of bounds. So Northwest will get it on just the second turnover of the game for the Flames. 7:24 to play in the first half. 19-18 the lead for the College of St. Mary. Across the timeline, Stevens brings it between the circles. Now to the right side, Nelson into Mustaine. A dribble, a hook shot with a left hand off the glass. Good for Shelby Mustaine. Four for Mustaine. 20-19 the lead for Northwest. Woodring left open. Will take a three. That's off the back of the rim. Hits the top of the backboard. The rebound tipped around. Saved inbounds by Miner. Nelson trying to rip it out of the hands of DeAndre Young. And she does. And then Young... Oh, I thought the official yelled blue but pointed white, but it will be College of St. Mary basketball. So an inbound coming on the baseline left for Amir Davis. Amir into the left side for Tarpinian, who gives it to Miner cutting to the basket, and Jamie Miner hits the layup. It's four for Miner, back to a one-point lead for St. Mary. 6:48 to play in the first half. Stevens over to the right wing. Out top, goes to Easton, starts a drive, stops at the elbow, backs it out, brings it to the left wing with the dribble. Wanted a pick from Matthews, drives, ball knocked out of her hands, it comes down with it, but they're going to call her with the travel. Easton saying that ball was tipped up in the air, but she won't get the call. And we pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Twenty-one-20, College of St. Mary with a lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. Flames with the basketball. Amir Davis in the left corner up with the three. It bounces around, falls out. Mustaine with another rebound for Northwest Missouri State. Already the fifth rebound of the game for Shelby Mustaine. Bearcats down by one with the basketball. 6:10 to play in the first half. Top of the key, Stevens. Over to the right side, Easton. Fakes on a three, gets to Mustaine at the free throw line. Left corner for Nelson. Nelson calls for a screen, gets one for Matthews to the free throw line, into the paint, up with the runner, knocked away by DeAndre Young, but Young will be called for a foul. That will result in two free throws for Ashley Nelson for Northwest. First foul on Young. Nelson 2 of 2 at the line. 21 of 29 from there on the season. Two more opportunities here for the junior out of Omaha. And her first free throw is good. Six for Nelson. Timber Schechinger back in. And Meredy Scott checks in for the first time in this game. Easton and Matthews go to the sideline for the Cats. Second free throw for Nelson, also good. So she has seven, 22-21. Northwest Missouri State back on top as we've gone back and forth here over the last several minutes. Just inside 6 minutes to play. In the first half, over to the left side, Amir Davis with it on the wing. Thinking about a three, but instead puts it on the floor. Over to Akia Davis, right side. Given some room by Schechinger to Young, left elbow, 15-footer good for DeAndre Young. 4 for Young, 23-22. St. Mary's lead over Northwest. 5:29 to play in the first half. Stevens on the right wing with it. Into the corner for Schechinger. Schechinger brings it up to the wing. A screen from Mustaine on the drive to the left side. Shot too strong. Rebound tipped out. And Akia Davis comes up with it for the Flames. Dribbles to the left wing. Out to Amir Davis. On to the right side for Miner. Miner to Young. 16-footer. No good for Young. And a rebound for Mustaine. Mustaine could get into double-digit rebounding in this first half. That's her sixth already.
Doing a good job on the boards.
Left side, Stevens with it. Tries to go to Nelson. Gets it to her around Miner. Now to the right for Scott. Scott down to the right corner. Stevens with it there. Gets a screen from Mustaine. Drives down to the baseline. Kicks a pass out left wing. Nelson. Nelson trying to come to a stop, and a foul call will come. This will go against Akia Davis. Well, initially signaled against Akia Davis, but the official changes it and says it will be against Jamie Miner. So that'll be the first on Miner. 19th foul. Free throw opportunity coming up after a timeout. 23-22. College of St. Mary with a lead over Northwest Missouri State's women. 4:40 to play in the first half. Back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 23-22. The College of St. Mary with a lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. 4:40 to play in the first half. Bearcats will get a chance to try to regain the lead from the free throw line as Ashley Nelson will step up there, foul before the timeout. She's 4 of 4 at the line so far. And the first free throw, or front end of the 1-1, I should say, is good for Ashley Nelson, so she will get the second opportunity. 8 points in the ball game, 3 of them from behind the arc, the rest of them at the free throw line for Nelson. Second free throw is also good. So she stays perfect at the line, has 9 in the game. And we've seen the lead change hands 7 times already in this game. 24-23, Northwest up. 4:30 to play in the first half. Akia Davis with it left side to Miner. On the drive, up with the runner, and an offensive foul. Ashley Nelson comes over on the help side to draw the charge against Jamie Miner. That'll be the second on Miner. 10th team foul against the Flames, and Northwest Missouri State will have the ball.
That's one of the things that Coach Smith likes to see this team continue to improve on, with some help side defense. That time again sliding over, getting the charge, and it results in Northwest now with the chance offensively. So a good job defensively by Northwest.
Tiffany Lewis checks back into the lineup, taking the place of Miner for the Flames. Now at the top of the key, Nelson with it to the left elbow. Gets it out to the wing, or corner rather, for Scott. Into Matthews. 14-footer good for Annie Matthews. Matthews with 4. Bearcats up by 3. 26-23. 4 minutes to play in the first half. Akia Davis, top of the key to Amir Davis, right wing. Young up top, guarded by Matthews. One dribble for her, and they're going to call the hand check here. That'll be the first on Annie Matthews. 4th team foul against Northwest. Tiffany Anzalone back in for the College of St. Mary. Takes the place of Amir Davis. And now Shelby Mustaine will check back in. Matthews goes to the sideline. Not only with her second foul, but Mustaine typically will be in there against Young as well. Inbound from the baseline right. Comes down on the block. Now goes right back out. Davis spins. Up with the shot. Too strong. Tips the rebound. Pinballs out to the corner, and that's where it's chased down by Stevens. A 3-on-2 for Northwest. Stevens to Scott. Scott in the lane, up with a runner, no good. Got the rebound, the follow, high off the glass, good for Meredith Scott. The senior out of Maryville with her first points. It's a five-point lead, and it looks like Tiffany Anzalone has a bloody nose, so she will come over to the sideline. And checking into the ball game will be Amanda Woodring for the College of St. Mary.
Boy, no doubt about the bloody nose there. She took a hit somewhere along the line, and it opened up.
That towel used to be white. The athletic trainer for Northwest Missouri State will now work on Anzalone, and they'll also have a timeout here. 28-23, Northwest Missouri State. Well, it's not officially a timeout. I see the two officials are coming over to look at the video replay. I think they're going to try to see here if the shot to the nose that caused the bloody nose was intentional or not. I don't think it was. I think it was somebody going up for a rebound, just bringing their arms down. But the officials, I think pretty much there's a shot to the head or something like that. They're going to take a look just to be safe to see. But typically in this situation, especially since it's not like these two are rivals or anything like that.
I haven't sensed Tepper's getting out of hand in this one yet.
No. But they are taking a look at the video here. Two of the three officials over to the sideline. Again, trying to determine whether that was a foul or not. 3:35 to play in the first half. 28-23. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the College of St. Mary. And now the two officials, one goes to each head coach to explain to them what they saw. And basically it looks like nothing's going to happen out of this. So, no intent. I didn't even see the contact, so I can't even tell you who it was that made the contact with her. But, again, looks like they've got the tissue in the left nostril there, so they'll continue the work over there as we get back to action here with 3:35 to go in the first half. College of St. Mary with the ball. Akia Davis brings it up the floor. Over to the left side on the wing for Lewis. Lewis, top of the key, Woodring. Woodring inside, gets it for Tarpinian, and 3 seconds in the lane called against Haley Tarpinian. And that will give it back to Northwest Missouri State. Just the third turnover of the game for College of St. Mary. 3:19 to play in the first half. Left side for Scott, top of the key. Stevens gives it for Nelson, and now an offensive foul on an illegal screen set by Timber Schekinger. That'll be the first on Schekinger, fifth team foul. And the ball will belong to the College of St. Mary, 3:12 to play in the first half. 5-point Bearcat lead. They've led by as many as 8 in this one. On the right side, Woodring with it on the wing. Out top of the key, Lewis. Lewis with a couple of dribbles. Gets it to the high post. Young. Young puts it on the floor. Spins. Ball knocked out of her hands by Schekinger as she went up for the shot. And they're going to call Schekinger with a foul here. It's the second on Timber Schekinger. Ariel Easton getting set to check in for Northwest. DeAndre Young to the free throw line to shoot 2. 79% free throw shooter. And her first one is good. Again, she started her career at the University of Florida, also has made a stop at the University of Central Florida, and now at an NAIA school, so jumped a couple of levels there.
But she is a good basketball player.
Yeah.
That's one thing about it.
Second free throw goes as well. 6 points for DeAndre Young. 28-25, Northwest women still with the lead as we go inside. 3 minutes to play in the first half. Stevens across midcourt, works it over to the left side, hands it for Easton to the top of the key, down the right side of the lane, and another illegal screen called against Northwest. This one will go against Merity Scott, and that will get Alexandria Blaurock into the lineup. The first on Scott, seventh team foul against Northwest. So St. Mary will have it. Over to the left side on the wing, Lewis. Lewis brings it out top of the key. Woodring takes the three. It's off the front of the rim, but the tip-in is good for DeAndre Young. That's 8 for Young. And it's a 28-27 game. Northwest with the lead in the ball. 2:28 to play in the first half. Blaurock between the circles. Over to the left side, Easton. Easton into the lane, up with the jumper from 12. Too strong. Rebound for Akia Davis for the College of St. Mary. Cross midcourt to the left side, Lewis. Lewis with it on the wing. Back out to Davis. She'll bring it to the top of the key. Lewis left wing to the high post for Young. Young up with the 16-footer. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound to Ashley Nelson. Hands it in front of her to Stevens. And Stevens dribbles up the floor with it for Northwest. We hit 2 minutes to play in the half. Knocked away by Davis from Stevens, who will chase it down. Now bring it out between the circles. Bearcat crowd wanted a foul call. Blaurock with it on the left wing. Now to Nelson. Nelson starts a drive. Kick out to Easton in the corner for Stevens. 9 on the shot clock. Stevens goes on a drive. Up to the high post, Mustaine. Left corner, Nelson. She'll drive with it. And a foul call coming up here. No. 3 seconds in the lane against Northwest. That will give it back to the College of St. Mary. The 11th turnover of the half for the Cats. Akia Davis across midcourt with it. Over to the left side for Lewis. Top of the key wood ring. Bearcats clinging to a one-point lead. 1:25 to play in the first half. Young at the free throw line. Over to the right side for Akia Davis. She puts up a jumper with her toes on the arc and knocks it down. Akia Davis with 4 points. And it's a 29-28 lead for College of St. Mary. That is the 7th lead change of the game between these two teams. Over to the right side, Stevens. Into the corner, Nelson. Nelson has it knocked away from behind by Tarpinian, but it's going to be chased down by Mustaine. Pass inside to Stevens, goes out of bounds, and it is off of Woodring. And it will belong to Northwest Missouri State. 51.5 seconds to play in the first half.
Talk about all the lead changes in this first half. The largest lead any team has, Northwest, when they open up that 8-0 run to start the game. But largest lead for College of St. Mary right now has been 1 point.
Inbound coming from Stevens into Mustaine, who was fouled as the ball was knocked away by Tiffany Lewis. And that will be the third on Lewis. So Lewis with three. One of their other starters, Tiffany Anzalone, with a couple of fouls in this first half. That's 11 on the team total. And Mustaine goes to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. She's 2 of 2 from there so far. And the first of two here, in and out, won't go. Jamie Miner will check back in for College of St. Mary, take the place of Tiffany Lewis. Still working on that bloody nose of Tiffany Anzalone, one of their leading scorers and leading three-point shooters. Been on the bench since she took that shot to the nose. Second free throw, good for Mustaine. 5 points for her. We're tied at 29. 45 seconds to play in the half. Miner with it on the left wing. Brings it out to the top of the key. Now gives it up for Young at the free throw line. Over to the left side for Tarpinian. Inside it goes to Davis. Davis up with the shot off the glass, and it's good for Akia Davis. That's 6 for Davis. 31-29. St. Mary with the lead. 23 seconds to play in the half. Stevens between the circles. Over to the left sideline for Nelson. Into the corner for Stevens. Stevens along the baseline. Pass up to Blaurock. Into the right corner. Nelson. Nelson on the drive. Up with the runner. Off the glass. No. Rebound tipped around. Mustaine with it. 8 seconds to play in the half. Out to Stevens. She goes on the drive. A runner from 10 off the right side of the rim. And now a foul on the rebound. This will go against Northwest and give College of St. Mary an opportunity at the free throw line. Alexandria Blaurock called for her second. 8th team foul. And it will be a 1-1 for Amanda Woodring at the other end for the College of St. Mary. And it looks like they're going to... they were going to wipe up some perspiration. Maggie Marnin had headed out to do that. And now it looks like there's a... it might be blood on the floor.
Yeah, I think there might be just a little bit the way they're looking right now.
They're waiting for the athletic trainer to come down and get the solution that they put on that. She was still at the other end working on Tiffany Anzalone, who had a bloody nose. So they have to get that sprayed down with that solution and then get it wiped up before they can get back into action. So Anzalone must have been hit down here because play wasn't stopped until they came down to the other end.
I think you're right. And I think this is a case where Mark Clements, one of the athletic administrators for Northwest, I think he's the one that spotted this on the floor and came over and pointed it out.
Because it's been a little while since that had happened. And
it's a little tough to get up off the floor.
So it must be dried on pretty good. It's a 31-29 game. College of St. Mary with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. 2.8 seconds to play in the first half. And we're going to have a 1-1 opportunity for Amanda Woodring after they get the floor cleaned up here. And it looks like they've got it. Mark was down on one knee helping get that cleaned up. He's a little slow to come out of that.
That's been a long day for everybody.
Well, yeah, that's true. First free throw by Woodring is good. So she'll get a second opportunity. Now 17 of 19 on the season at the free throw line. That's her first point. She averages 10 a game. She transferred into the College of St. Mary program from UNO. And she's originally from Omaha, so she just flat out doesn't want to leave town.
I guess not. Just go across town a bit.
Hit both free throws. And now as time runs out, a shot from beyond half court hit right next to the rim from Ashley Nelson.
Kind of a baseball throw down the floor.
But it does bring us to halftime. The score 33-29. The College of St. Mary with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Back at the half, 33-29, the College of St. Mary with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. And John, a few things that we heard from Coach Smith in the pregame about, I'm sure, concerning him here a little bit. One of those, especially the turnover situation, it was something that they really wanted to focus on, but still had some struggles with that in the first half.
Yeah, that has been an area that has been a constant throughout the season right now that they've been trying to cut down on. Just haven't quite been able to get that done. They've had 11 turnovers out of this first half, and for College of St. Mary's, they've capitalized some on those where they scored 8 points off of the turnovers. Some other teams have taken more advantage of that, but again, when you get into the conference season starting on Thursday, you commit 11 turnovers and a half, most likely bad things will happen to you.
One area where maybe they are doing a decent job of so far tonight is rebounding. He talked about wanting to see them do a better job on the boards and not give up too many offensive rebounds. It took a while for College of St. Mary to even get their first offensive rebound.
And right now, Northwest out rebounding College of St. Mary 20-12. And again, yeah, Northwest doing a much better job on that. Now, College of St. Mary's a little bit of a smaller team with the exception of DeAndre Young, who gives a little bit of size inside at 6'2 and a sophomore. But they've got some smaller players out on the team that oftentimes can cause a few matchup problems. Really kind of like little gnats out there and just a pest to you. And we've seen a couple of their players really be a problem for Northwest, both on offense and defense. But again, rebounding-wise, Northwest, for the most part, has done a good job on that. And they'll have to continue to work hard to be a presence on the boards with DeAndre Young out there for this College of St. Mary team.
Again, at the half of this women's matchup, it's 33-29. College of St. Mary with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. Talk a little bit about the men's matchup. They had a loss to Truman State earlier today, and we'll talk about that when we come back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 33-29, the College of St. Mary with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. Earlier today, the Bearcats men's basketball team, with their second straight loss, lost a close one to the defending national champion Drury down in Springfield at Drury last night. And then today, a loss against former MIAA member Truman State as Cats go 0-2 on the weekend in Springfield.
Boy, a couple tough losses in both of those games. Northwest had leads. They led throughout much of the first half this afternoon against Truman State. Yesterday against Drury, a 15-point lead in the second half. Now Drury, a very tough team, defending national champs, ranked fourth nationally. So you knew they had a comeback in that one for them. But unfortunately, Northwest just couldn't stem the comeback enough, losing by two yesterday. And then today, losing to Truman State 81-77 to fall to 4-4 on the season. Truman State improves to 4-0. So both Truman State and Drury remain undefeated on the year. So Northwest facing a couple of teams playing some good basketball to start the year. Dylan Starzl continues to play well for Northwest. Another strong performance inside today. He had 18 points. He's 9 of 11 from the field. Had a blocked shot and a steal. Deshaun Cooper offensively ended up with 17 points today with 4 assists. And he was 8 of 12 from the free throw line. And also in double figures, Zach Schneider had 12. Grant Cozad had 11. And Tyler Funk added 10 points in the matchup for today. Northwest shot over 51% from the field. And they were 72% from the free throw line. 21 of 29 and out-rebounded the Bulldogs 27-24. And forced 10 turnovers. When you look at some of those totals, most of the time that results in a W for you. But Truman State hit some shots down the stretch and pulled out the game and ended up with a win, 81-77. So another heartbreaking loss for the Bearcats men's team, which really very easily could be 6-2 right now, or even undefeated right now the way they play. They just lost some very tough ball games at this point.
And the losses that they have had have been against quality opponents.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about how tough this schedule was going to be, so you knew they were going to see some tough competition early on in the year.
They had Midwestern State in that loss a couple weeks ago down in St. Joseph as part of the Hilliard Classic. Like they were ranked maybe 12th at the time nationally, and then, of course, you have the number 4 ranked team in Drury yesterday on Drury's home floor, and then a Truman State team that's making some huge improvements there and is undefeated to start the year. So just a tough start for the Northwest men, and they look ahead. They've got a couple tough ones coming up this in the next week to open up MIAA play, as the women do Thursday night with Pittsburgh State, and then on Saturday night, Emporia State comes to Bearcat Arena, so they get right into it with a couple very good basketball teams.
So with that basketball coming up this week, also next Saturday, we'll have more football for you, as Northwest Missouri State came up with a win over Minnesota Duluth in the second round of the Division II playoffs this afternoon at Bearcat Stadium. We'll talk a little bit more about that game when we come back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, College of St. Mary with a four-point lead at the half over the Northwest Missouri State women. A 45-21 win for the Bearcat football team over University of Minnesota Duluth in the second round of the Division II playoffs. Northwest got out to a 31-0 lead, and just as you felt like maybe they would cruise in this one, boy, Minnesota Duluth put up a heck of a fight in the fourth quarter, making a game of it for a moment.
Yeah, they certainly did. And really, Matt, it seemed like it was two different games out there. That first half, no score until about 2:15 left in the half when Northwest was able to knock in a field goal and a touchdown to go into the locker room at halftime up 10-0. And really a very strong defensive game in the first half. Second half, both offenses really came out and started making some plays. And for Duluth, a little bit uncharacteristic. They really were doing it through the air as opposed to their running game. Northwest just shut down the running game, holding Duluth to just 98 yards rushing, and that was one of the goals that Coach Rich Wright said on the post game that they had, was to hold Duluth under 100 yards rushing. They were able to do that, and because of that, they came up with a big win.
Yeah, it was an exciting game. We saw some special teams action. We saw good defensive effort, which really wasn't a big surprise. You know, and offensively for Northwest, took a little bit of time to get going, but I really think a week off is nice, but you need to still knock off a little bit of that not being in the routine, getting back into game action even just after 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think it shows more on offense than it does on defense. And we saw that in the first half, I think, for Northwest. Defense was very strong, really, for the most part, the entire game. And really clamped down against a very good Duluth team, especially a good rushing team. And for Northwest offensively, they were able to put 45 points on the board against a team that was the fourth best in Division II football and allowing just over 14 points per game, and they were able to put their average of 45 up on the board. So I think this offense for Northwest did a very good job of really overcoming a slow start and a start against a very good defensive team to come up with a win.
So next week, next Saturday, it'll be Northwest Missouri State and St. Cloud State. An upset over Minnesota State Mankato, 54-48 in Mankato, Minnesota earlier today. That'll be a noon kick. We'll be on the air at 11 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day next Saturday. At the half of this women's basketball game, 33-29, College of St. Mary with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. Back to look at first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln.
Back out of Bearcat Arena with a four-point lead for the College of St. Mary over Northwest Missouri State. Before we look at stats, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Neither team had a double-digit scorer in the first half, each team being led by a nine-point scorer. Ashley Nelson with nine. She was 1 of 1 from outside the three-point arc and 6 of 6 at the free throw line. 5 first-half points for Shelby Mustaine, but she leads all rebounders with 7 so far. Northwest as a team out-rebounded St. Mary 20-12. Also for Northwest, 4 points out of Annie Matthews. 3 points off the bench for Timber Schekinger, hitting the only three-point attempt she took in the first half. 3 points for Monique Stevens. She also hit a three-pointer. A couple of points apiece for Ashley Ginther and Merritt E. Scott, and a point for Ariel Easton for Northwest Missouri State. On the other side for St. Mary, 9 points from Tiffany Anzalone leads the way for them. 8 points out of DeAndre Young. Young 3 of 10 from the field in the first half. 6 points for Akia Davis. Davis, their leading rebounder, pulling down 3 in the first half as well. Our halftime score, 33-29. College of St. Mary with a lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back with second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now! Let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 33-29, College of St. Mary with the lead over Northwest Missouri State's women as the Northwest women take the court. They will go back to their starters, Annie Matthews, Shelby Mustaine, Ariel Easton, also Ashley Nelson, and Monique Stevens. Again, Mustaine getting the start tonight, her first start as a Bearcat, taking the place in the starting lineup anyway of Timber Schechinger tonight. And Mustaine has been the one that's had to guard DeAndre Young, the Division I transfer to the College of St. Mary. And she played quite a bit, actually, for Florida, one of their top rebounders when she was at the University of Florida. Flames with the basketball to start the second half. On the right side is Tiffany Lewis, works it out between the circles for Woodring. Woodring near the sideline to Lewis. Back to Woodring on the right wing. Down with the drive. Shot high off the glass. No good. Rebound to the floor. Easton out of there with it. A 2-on-4. Easton goes right through the defense. Nice through and gets the layup on the right side.
And it all started with a good defensive stop at the other end. I'd like to see Northwest play a lot more aggressively on the defensive side, force a few turnovers, and get some things rolling. When we see Northwest put some points on the board, a lot of it's been because it started on the defensive side.
That cuts the lead in half. Now just 2 for the College of St. Mary. On the left side, Tiffany Anzalone. Now to the right, Young up with a 15-footer. Hit the front of the rim, the backboard, and then went. There was a foul call while the ball was bouncing around on the rim. See if they count the bucket or not. I believe they will. And they are going to count the basket. So basket is good by DeAndre Young. The foul call goes against Akia Davis. That is her second and the first of this second half.
Heck, that shot hit about everything but the rafters that time.
Yeah. Northwest with the basketball, down by 4. Matthews top of the key, right side Stevens. Now to Easton, inside Mustaine. Mustaine over to the left for Nelson, up with the 3. That's blocked by Anzalone. The rebound, Young. Gets it quickly over to the left side for Woodring. She brings it up the 4 on the dribble. To the wing, into the corner she goes. Anzalone brings it out, top of the key for Akia Davis. Right side, Lewis. Lewis on the wing. Looks at the high post. Gets it for Woodring. Pass down low. Taken away. Ariel Easton with the steal. Easton to the middle of the floor on the dribble. A 2-on-2 over to the right. Mustaine, 6-footer. Good for Shelby Mustaine. That's 7 for Mustaine. 35-33. College of St. Mary lead. 18-18 to play. Akia Davis over to the right side for Lewis. Lewis on the wing, onto the left side for Woodring. Woodring skips it across to the right side for Lewis. Now back over to Davis. Davis down to the baseline, kick into the corner. Woodring takes a 3, and it's good. Amanda Woodring with her first 3 of the game. She has 5 points, and it's a 38-33 lead for the College of St. Mary. Nelson with it on the right side to Mustaine. She goes up with a shot from 8. It's off the front of the rim. DeAndre Young with the rebound for the Flames. Outlet goes ahead to Davis. Davis down the lane. Bounce pass over to the left baseline. Anzalone with the jumper. Too strong. Davis the rebound. The follow is up off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped around. Rolls loose. And Davis chases it down at the free throw line. On the drive. Up with the layup. It's good left side for Akia Davis.
Boy, Davis is everywhere out there. She just is a player that's running their offense well, getting some nice passes around. And when she has to, she can drive and hit the shot inside.
Northwest now down by 7. Biggest lead of the game for the Flames. Right side drive by Easton. Up with the shot. Draws the foul. She'll head to the free throw line and shoot 2 for Northwest. Amanda Woodring called for her second for the College of St. Mary. It's the second team foul as well. And Easton to the line where she is 1 of 4 tonight. 3 points in the ball game so far. She came in as the Bearcats' leading scorer, averaging 18 points a game, and her first free throw is good. 4 now for Easton. Gets set with the second opportunity, and that one is nothing but net. 5 for Easton, 40-35. College of St. Mary with the lead in the ball. Just over 17 minutes to play in the game. Out top of the key with it is Davis. Over to Lewis, left wing. Out top of the key, Woodring takes a quick 3. It's off the front of the rim and the backboard, and the rebound for Shelly Mustaine. Outlet to Stevens. Cross midcourt, left side. On the wing with it, now to the corner for Easton. Fakes on the 3, dribbling with it in the corner, brings it up to the wing for Matthews. Out near the center circle, Stevens. On to the right side, Nelson. Nelson bobbled the ball, but gets it to Matthews. Now over to the left for Easton. Into the high post, Mustaine. Top of the key, Nelson. On the drive, bounce pass to Mustaine. Up with a shot. Knocked away, but a foul on Amanda Woodring. Will be her third team foul, and it will send Mustaine to the free throw line to shoot 2.
It's a nice feed inside, getting it to Mustaine, who's able to post up and go up with a shot, but it all started by a nice penetration into the lane.
First free throw off the left side of the rim. Haley Tarpinian into the lineup for College of St. Mary. Take the place of Woodring.
Getting that penetration the way Monique was able to get into the lane, drew the player off of her, and again, if they can get a little bit more out of that, Mustaine should have some opportunities the rest of this game.
Stain hits the second free throw, 8 points for her, and it's a 4-point game. Flames with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 16-26 to play. Lewis with it on the right side, out between the circles for Anselone. On to the left side on the wing. Kia Davis out to the top of the key for Lewis. Lewis to the high post right. Tarpinian now on to the left for Davis. Down low goes to Young. Young with the dribble and a drive and a held ball. Monique Stevens comes in to get a hand on the basketball against the 6'2" DeAndre Young.
And I tell you, Monique, a small player, but she doesn't back down from anybody out there.
Stevens at 5'3", giving up nearly a foot, gets that held ball call. Great effort by Stevens. Timber Schechinger checks into the lineup as Mustaine goes to the sideline. And Stevens will bring the ball up the floor for Northwest. 16 minutes to play in the ball game. A 4-point lead for the College of St. Mary. On the right wing, Schechinger to the free throw line. Has the ball knocked away. It goes out of bounds off of the knee of Schechinger. And it will belong to the College of St. Mary. So the Flames will bring it up the floor. Up by 4. Across midcourt comes Akia Davis. Works it over to the left side for Lewis on the wing. Now to the top of the key. A jumper from 18 on the way from Anselone is short. And Ariel Easton out of there with it for Northwest. Down the right side of the lane. Goes up with a runner and a foul on Anselone. Will send Ariel Easton back to the free throw line for Northwest. It's a little bit of foul trouble now for College of St. Mary. That's the third on Anselone. They have 3 on Amanda Woodring and 3 on Tiffany Lewis, all 3 of them starters for College of St. Mary. First free throw good for Easton.
I think we'll have an opportunity in the rest of this game to see exactly how deep College of St. Mary is.
Easton with 6 points, 5 of those coming in the early part of this second half. Second free throw on the way and good. 7 now for Ariel Easton. It's a 2-point game. College of St. Mary with the lead in the ball. 15 and a half to play. Over to the right side, Lewis with it on the wing. Out to Miner, top of the key. Jamie Miner works it over to the left side for Davis. Knocked away by Easton, but Davis chases it down at midcourt. Brings it back up top. Now works it over to the right for Lewis. Northwest has switched to a zone defense. Now into the left corner. Miner. Miner with a bounce pass on the baseline for Pinion. 5 on the shot clock. A 3 from Davis. That one in and out, no good. Rebound tipped by Nelson. Young chases it down. Knocked away from her. It goes out of bounds, and it will belong to College of St. Mary. Inbound will come from Jamie Miner. Baseline right, about halfway between the basket and the corner. Into Young, now on the wing for Lewis. Lewis out to the top of the key for Davis. Davis down the left side of the lane, and an offensive foul on Akia Davis, knocking Monique Stevens to the floor. And now that's three on Akia Davis. So four starters with three fouls for College of St. Mary. We come to a timeout, 14:53 to go, 40-38. College of St. Mary with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 40-38. College of St. Mary with the lead over Northwest Missouri State's women's basketball team, 14:53 to play. As we mentioned, just going into the break, I think it's going to be an advantage for Northwest. I don't know that the College of St. Mary is all that deep on the bench, and they've got four starters with three fouls each.
It could be huge the rest of the way. And this is kind of a point of the ball game. If Northwest can continue to get a few defensive stops and make a bit of run here, they could really change the complexion of this matchup.
Pass over to Timber Schekinger is knocked away by Haley Tarpinian. So an inbound coming in front of the Northwest bench. For Northwest, Shelby Mustaine is on the sideline. She's holding an ice bag on the right side of her face as well. Over on the left wing, Schekinger brings it out top for Nelson. Over to Easton. She goes on the drive up with the runner. Off the glass. Good. Ariel Easton kind of has that look about her like she's ready to heat up. Eight of her 9 points have come in the second half. We're tied at 40, 14:25 to play. 7-0 run for Northwest Missouri State. Akia Davis looking inside at Young. Instead into the corner for Lewis. Tried to go into Davis. Easton with the steal. Ripped it out of midair. A 3-on-2. Easton, right side. Nelson, layup, good. Northwest on top.
I really like some of the strides Easton has made defensively. She's been consistent scoring all season long, but she started that drive with a steal and ended up with a bucket from one of her teammates. But a good job by Ariel.
Miner with it left side for College of St. Mary. Top of the key, a three on the way from Lewis off the back of the rim. Long rebound chased down by Schekinger for Northwest. Gives it up for Stevens. Over to Schekinger on the left wing. Back to Stevens. Now between the circles, Easton. On to the right side, Nelson. Nelson on the wing, top of the key, Schekinger. Schekinger with a dribble to Nelson on the right wing. Now to Schekinger, top of the key, left side for Easton. Easton to Schekinger, a three on the way. Good for Timber Schekinger. Second three of the game for Schekinger. She had two on the season coming in. And the Bearcats right now on a 12-0 run. Timeout, Flames. 45-40, Northwest's lead over the College of St. Mary. 13:20 to play. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 45-40. Northwest Missouri State women with the lead thanks to a 12-0 run over about the last 4 minutes of this ball game. And really think we're starting to see something out of this Bearcat team. Now it's just a matter of sustaining that.
Yeah, they came out in the second half and really playing more intensely on the defensive side, and that's really made a difference. They've been forcing a few defensive stops and then getting some quick buckets on the offensive side. I'd like to just continue to see them play that aggressively on defense.
Pass over to the left side. Amir Davis with it. Gets it out to Anzalone. A jumper from 17 won't go. And the rebound for Monique Stevens. Stevens pushing it in transition to the right wing. Nelson a three. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound inside for Woodring for College of St. Mary.
We're seeing Northwest mix things up a bit defensively, too, from the man to the zone defense.
Out between the circles, Davis. That's Amir over to the right side for Tarpinian. Now to Miner in the corner for Davis. Amir looks inside. Now we'll bring it up on the wing with the dribble. 10 on the shot clock to Miner over to the right side for Woodring. Woodring out top, gets it to Tarpinian. Over to the right side, Anzalone. Shot fake, dribble, shot, short, rebound, Stevens. Monique will push it up the floor right side this time. Brings it to the middle. Now sets up the half-court offense for Northwest. Over to the left side, Nelson with it on the wing. Into the corner for Stevens. Stevens will bring it up to the wing, gets a screen, goes on the drive, bump, picks up the dribble, kicks it out. Schechinger takes a three. It's off the front of the rim. Matthews tips the rebound out to Nelson. She drives with it, bumps as she goes up with a shot, and hits the shot. We'll get a three-point play opportunity as the block is called inside against Haley Tarpinian.
Boy, what a strong move by Nelson to the bucket. Went through a double team and knew that there was going to be a collision. Was able to just toss that ball up, and it was nothing but net as she was hammered trying to go up with that shot. So a good job by Nelson that time.
Andrea Christensen, a freshman out of Newell, Iowa, seeing her first action of the night, and this is what we talked about. We were going to probably start to see a little bit deeper into the bench for College of St. Mary as the one free throw attempt for Ashley Nelson is good. She's 7 of 7 at the line, 14 points in the ball game for her. Bearcats up by 8. Their run grows to 15-0. College of St. Mary has missed their last 6 field goal attempts. Amir Davis will bring it across midcourt. Works it over to the right side on the wing for Anzalone. Now to the top of the key. Christensen, with her first touch, gets it to Miner right side. Pass into the corner, tipped by Merity Scott, and then it's off the fingertips of Tiffany Anzalone and out of bounds. And that will give it back to Northwest Missouri State. 7th turnover of the game for St. Mary. Bearcats with 12. They had 10 of those in the first half, so doing a better job taking care of it so far in the second half. Monique Stevens on the left wing, into the corner for Easton. Easton brings it up to the wing. Now open, puts up a 17-footer. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound Matthews. Kick out for Stevens. Northwest will reset. Stevens between the circles. Bearcats up by 8, matching their largest lead of the game. Verity Scott over to Easton, and Miner read the pass, gets the steal, goes the other way, and the layup is good for Jamie Miner. 6 points for Miner, one better than her season average, and it's a 48-42 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball, 11:07 to go. Stevens between the circles, gets a bounce pass over to the left wing, Schechinger. Now to the top of the key, Scott, back to Schechinger, down to the baseline. Able to push the ball out to Stevens in the corner, up to Easton, a three-pointer too strong, rebound for Annie Matthews. Now to Stevens, and Northwest will reset. 10:47 to play. Over to the right side, Schechinger gets it out, top of the key for Scott. Inside Matthews. Matthews up with the left hand, got it to go, and draws the foul on Andrea Christensen. Annie Matthews will have a three-point play opportunity for Northwest.
Good job by Annie. They were going to give her the move to the left, overplaying her off the right side. She took it, went up with that left hand, and got it to go down and a trip to the free throw line.
Justice Ross, a 5'6 freshman from Gretna, Nebraska, seeing her first action of the night. Takes the place of Andrea Christensen. Free throw by Matthews. Bounces around and goes. She's now 7 of 8 at the free throw line this season. That's her first attempt tonight. Bearcats with their biggest lead of the game. Sits at 9. 10.5 minutes to play. Right side, Miner. Thought about a 3. Tried to drive. Backs it out. Easton there defensively. Tarpinian top of the key. Over to the right side for Anzalone. Now into the corner for Miner. Miner up to Davis on the drive. The runner no good. Annie Matthews the rebound for Northwest. Started to see Matthews pick it up on the rebounding side for Northwest in this second half. Stevens, top of the key for Schechinger. Over to the left side for Ariel Easton. Easton on the drive to the baseline, up with the runner, but they're going to wave off the shot. Call a bump before the shot against Jamie Miner. That will be her third. Team seventh and a one-and-one opportunity for Ariel Easton for Northwest Missouri State. DeAndre Young back onto the floor for College of St. Mary. Ashley Ginther has checked in for Northwest along with Kenna Veldhuizen. Monique Stevens goes to the sideline. And Easton steps to the line, where she is 5 of 8 so far and misses the front end of the 1-and-1. Rebound for Young. 51-42 Northwest Missouri State. We're inside 10 minutes to play. Top of the key with it is Amir Davis. Over to the left side. Gets it to Ross. Now to Anzalone as she tries to go on the drive. She draws the hand check foul. This will go against Meredith Scott. That will be her second. Team's first in the second half, and we come to a timeout. 51-42. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over the College of St. Mary. 9:49 to go. Back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
51-42, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the College of St. Mary, 9:49 to play. John, I just looked at the clock. It's like 5:25. It's amazing you can get this much sports in before 6 o'clock at night. It's awesome. A second basketball game of the day. We had football earlier today, and it's not even dinner time.
Now, next week we'll spread it out a little further. Yeah. We'll have a couple of evening games here.
College of St. Mary with the ball out of the timeout. Young goes to Miner right side. 16-footer is good for Jamie Miner. Trying to pick up some of the slack with some foul trouble for College of St. Mary. She has 8, averages 5 a game. 51-44, Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball. In the corner, right side, Nelson gets a screen from Mustaine to the high post. Now into the lane, kicks it out for Scott. Pass too tall for her, but she chases it down. Now to Veldhuizen between the circles. Veldhuizen works it over to Scott on the right wing, Schechinger. Schechinger with 8 on the shot clock, skips it over to Veldhuizen left side. Now for Scott. Scott on the drive, gets it down to Mustaine. Nice look for Meredith Scott, and Shelby Mustaine finishes. She's got 10. 53-44, Northwest Missouri State with a lead. College of St. Mary with a basketball. 8:50 to play in this one. Out between the circles is Justice Ross. She'll work it for Elizabeth Thompson, another freshman. She's out of St. George, Utah, up with the runner no good. Veldhuizen with the rebound for Northwest. Veldhuizen across the timeline, down the right side of the lane, tried to go up with a shot and draws a foul on Amir Davis. That'll be the first on Amir Davis, 8th team foul, 2 opportunities for Kenna Veldhuizen, a freshman for Northwest. It'll be her first free throw attempts as a Bearcat.
She did a good job that time recognizing that College of St. Mary was perhaps taking a little bit too much time coming down the floor. She was able to race past some defenders and get to the free throw line.
And her first one is off the back of the rim. Annie Matthews will check back in for Northwest. Takes the place of Timber Schechinger. And a second free throw coming up for Veldhuizen. And that one is good. So Veldhuizen gets one of two. That's her first point of the ball game. And it's a 10-point Bearcat lead. First double-digit lead for either team in this game. And now College of St. Mary with it over on the right side. Young with it near the baseline. Now it goes over to the left side and a travel call against Elizabeth Thompson as she tried to start the drive. And that will give it back to Northwest Missouri State with 8:19 to play.
Northwest continuing to play well, and now on a 21-4 run over the last 8:47. I think it's a combination of Northwest coming out playing more aggressively in the second half and College of St. Mary getting a little bit of foul trouble here in the second half.
Pass is tipped but picked up by Merity Scott. Scott with it on the left side, dribbles on the wing. Now to Mustaine at the top of the key. Mustaine over to the right, Veldhuizen. Now tried to go to Nelson. Miner read the pass, got the basketball, but stepped on the sideline before she could get too far up court. And they are not going to change the shot clock, I believe. Shot clock's good, one official says, so they're going to stay 10 on the shot clock. They saying that Miner never really had possession of the basketball. So the Cats will have 10 seconds to work with. 7:58 on the game clock. Inbound to Stevens out near midcourt. She'll work it over to the right side. Hands it for Nelson. She's at the top of the key to the left elbow. In the lane. Bounce pass to Mustaine. Nice pass. Shot, though, blocked away by Young. Rebound comes to Akia Davis for College of St. Mary. Davis on to the left side. Shot fake and a drive by Ross. Up with the runner off the back of the rim. The rebound tip goes out of bounds. Scott and Matthews each reaching up for it. So it will belong to the College of St. Mary. Inbound will come on the baseline left, 7:38 to play. Into the lineup for Northwest comes Ariel Easton. Merity Scott goes to the sideline. Davis looking to inbound. Gets it out to the left side on the wing for Ross. Ross with a bounce pass into Young. Young with the hook shot with the right hand, and it's good for DeAndre Young. That's 12 for Young, 54-46. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball, 7:24 to play. Stevens over to the right side on the wing. Out between the circles, Easton. Easton on the left wing. Top of the key for Nelson. The ball tipped around. Nelson comes up with it, gives it up for Mustaine. Now to Stevens. Left side, Easton. Open, a three on the way. Off the front of the rim. Young with the rebound on the backside for College of St. Mary. Akia Davis brings it across midcourt, picked up by Easton between the circles. Over to Amir Davis, right side. Davis underneath to Miner, took her eyes off the ball and tried to save it inbounds. It slipped through her hands off of Akia Davis. It will belong to Northwest. So we pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Monique Stevens brings it up the floor for Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats up by 8, 54-46, 6:42 to play. Out between the circles, Easton onto the left side for Schechinger. Now to the top of the key, Stevens over to the right, Nelson. Into the corner, Easton. Inside, Schechinger. Out to Matthews. Now to Stevens. On the drive in the lane, into Schechinger. Left-handed shot won't go. Rebound, Annie Matthews. And Matthews trying to get away from defenders ends up taking an extra step, and that will give it back to College of St. Mary, but a good effort just to get to the basketball by Annie Matthews.
Unfortunately, the play didn't result in points for Northwest, but good ball movement. Some crisp passes around. They got it to Stevens, who then had a drive to the bucket and a nice dish for a look at for a shot. But, again, even though it didn't result in points, still a good trip down the floor for Northwest running their offense.
Young with it out between the circles. Matthews tipped it away. Young chases it down. Amir Davis, top of the key. Akia Davis, left side. Shot fake. Gus Easton in the air. Drives with it. Easton knocks it away and gets the steal. Up the right sideline with it for Northwest. Down the lane. Fakes a pass. Up with a runner. Good off the glass for Ariel Easton. That's 11 for Easton. 56-46. Northwest back up by 10. Ross with a three on the right side. Tried to bank it. No good. Rebound for Jamie Miner. Miner brings it out to the wing. Now to Young. Outside the paint, off the block, guarded by Matthews. Up to Akia Davis on the right wing, 5:35 to go. Akia Davis picks up the dribble, inside to Young, double team, gets through it, shot off the glass, good for DeAndre Young. It's 14 for Young, 56-48 Northwest, and a fast break again. Easton over to Schechinger, and Schechinger hits the shot off the glass. That's 8 for Timber Schechinger. Great pass by Easton in transition to get her open back to a 10-point Bearcat lead. 5:08 to go. Left side, Amir Davis with it for College of St. Mary. Tries to go to Akia Davis down to the baseline right. Got it to her. Shot fake, drive, and Ariel Easton trying to block the shot. Will pick up her first foul. That's just the second team foul against Northwest in this second half. We've got 4:59 to play. We come to a timeout. Bearcats with a 10-point lead, 58-48, over College of St. Mary. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 58-48, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the College of St. Mary with 4:59 to play in this one. It's been a very strong second half for the Bearcat women.
And one of the things that's encouraging, they've been playing a lot more aggressively here in the second half, but it hasn't resulted in fouls. Only two fouls out of this entire half for Northwest. Again, College of St. Mary's, we've been talking about, they've gotten into some foul trouble with some key players. But I really like the fact Northwest is being aggressive, but yet not committing a lot of silly fouls out there and playing smart basketball on this end.
Kia Davis at the free throw line for two out of the timeout for College of St. Mary. First one rattles out. Another thing for Northwest, taking much better care of the basketball. They had 11 turnovers in the first half. So far, just four in this second half. Second free throw for Davis is good, so she hit one of the two. 9 points for Akia Davis, and the Bearcats are up by nine. Coach Michael Smith off the bench telling Monique Stevens to slow it down, take your time. CSM trying to get a trap set here. Easton on the right side on the drive, up with the runner, blocked by Young. Knocked away from her by Easton. It goes out of bounds, and College of St. Mary will have the basketball. Coach Smith really getting on one of the officials for a no call out of the top of the key. Now Amir Davis with the basketball across midcourt to the top of the key. Over to the left side for Miner. She's got it on the wing. The end of the corner for Akia Davis. Moving on to it. Now we'll try the drive on the baseline. Up with the runner over Monique Stevens. Got it to go. So Akia Davis down with 11. And it's a 58-51 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball. 4:16 to go. Monique Stevens out to the right side. Now gets it over to Easton. Easton will go on a drive, gets it to Matthews. Matthews up with a shot, hit the front of the rim, got the rebound. Now will dribble out of trouble and reset for Northwest. Denise McEnany gets it to Monique Stevens. Stevens between the circles right to McEnany near the sideline. Top of the key, Schechinger. Left side, Easton. Now over to Stevens. She'll bring it up to the left wing with a dribble. Looks high post for Matthews. Not there, not a McEnany. She's at the free throw line. Over to the right side, Schechinger. Easton takes a three. Got it. Big shot there by Ariel Easton. Her team leading 13th three of the season. And 13 of her 14 points have come in this second half. It's a 10-point Bearcat lead, 3:30 to play. Over to the left side, Anzalone drives to the baseline, and a bump going to be called here on Timber Schechinger. That's going to be the third on Schechinger. Third team foul against Northwest, so an inbound coming for College of St. Mary. Ashley Nelson, Shelby Mustaine back into the lineup. McEnany and Matthews to the sideline for the Cats. Inbound will come, baseline left from Amir Davis. Out to Akia, top of the key. Left side, Amir. She'll put up a three. That one off the backboard, no good. Mustaine with the rebound for Northwest. Out to the right side, Monique Stevens will slow it down with 3:14 to go. Northwest Missouri State up 61-51. Long pass to Schechinger, down to Mustaine. Shot fake, shot up, blocked away by Young. Rebound, Mustaine. She stuck with it and got the bucket. Mustaine with 12, and it's a 63-51 game. 2:56 to go. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Mustaine now with a double-double. A jumper on the baseline left is good from 10 for Tiffany Anzalone. Her first points in the second half. She's got 11 in the game. 63-53, Northwest with the lead in the ball. 2:41 to go. Stevens on the left wing, picks up the dribble, skip across, wide open. Easton with a three, got it. Ariel Easton with a couple of threes in the last few trips down the floor. She's got 17, timeout. 2:33 to go, 66-53, Northwest on top. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 66-53, the Northwest Missouri State women lead the College of St. Mary with 2:33 to play.
Again, Northwest continuing to play well in this second half.
College of St. Mary will have the ball coming out of the break. Amir Davis will bring it up the floor for the Flames. Over to the left side on the wing, Anzalone. He goes on the drive, bumped by Schechinger. And Schechinger will be called for the foul. That's going to be four on Timber Schechinger. Fourth team foul against Northwest, so an inbound on the baseline left for the Flames. Anzalone. Looking to get it in. Lobs it out to the left side for Tiffany Lewis in the corner. Anzalone. A three off the front of the rim. Rebound for Miner. Back out to Anzalone. Another three on the way. That one no good. Almost another rebound by Miner. She goes down. And a rebound this time for Monique Stevens for Northwest Missouri State. Stevens has done a good job on the boards for Northwest today as well. Out top it goes to Nelson. On to the right side for Schechinger. 2 minutes to go. Schechinger on the right wing. Goes on the drive, pass to the corners, tipped up in the air by Amir Davis and taken by Miner. Ahead to Anzalone, left side, down to the baseline, up with the jumper and a travel on Anzalone. Tried to get the contact on Timber Schechinger, but instead called for the travel, and that will give it back to Northwest. Zanny Matthews back into the Bearcat lineup, taking the place of Schechinger. And Meredith Scott comes into the game. Scott will replace Shelby Mustaine.
Talk about Stevens doing a good job on the boards right now. Six rebounds for Stevens tonight.
Cats trying to get their ball handlers on the floor here as there's full court pressure. And I believe they're calling a travel on Annie Matthews in the out-of-bounds area as she moved. And so that will give it back to College of St. Mary. Inbound to Young. Quick jumper from six is good for DeAndre Young. 16 for Young. And I have a stoppage here, and we might have a clock issue.
Thank you. Maybe right. One of the officials came over to the scorer's table pointing up to the scoreboard right above midcourt.
They're looking at the video right now to see what the clock should be at. And I know you can see for sure the shot clock in the frame, but I don't know if you can see the game clock there.
I'm not sure.
So they're going to take a look at that here with 1:48 to play, 66-55. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over College of St. Mary. While they take a look at this video, let's take this time out. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 66-55, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over College of St. Mary. 1:48 to play as they continue to look at the video. And what we believe is a check of the clock and where the clock should be. Right now it says a minute 48. The shot clock was reset. And I don't know which of the two they're looking at or both. I think most likely the game clock, if my guess is right. But they're fast-forwarding through the video right now trying to get to the point in the game that shows the clock. Now they're talking to the clock operator, and something is going to get reset, and they put 4 seconds back on the board.
All right, so.
So that last 3 minutes, not wasted. Inbound coming against full court pressure from College of St. Mary. Nelson takes the inbound, tries to go to Stevens. Miner gets the steal. Layup on the left side won't go. Rebound for Ashley Nelson to Stevens. Ahead to Easton. Easton to Matthews. Tried to go back to Easton, and it was taken away by Tiffany Lewis. So College of St. Mary with 125 to go. Down 11 with the basketball. Miner on the left side on the wing. Gets it out top of the key for Young. Young over to the left side. Miner. Excuse me, that is actually Bria Sobotka. Sobotka over to the right side. Lewis on the drive. Temporarily knocked away by Merity Scott, who bumps her. Lewis hits the shot and draws the foul on Scott. It's the first points of the game for Tiffany Lewis, who averages 13.5 a game. And it's the third foul of the game against Merity Scott. Schechinger back in the lineup for Northwest as Scott goes to the sideline. And Lewis at the line for one. And her free throw in and out won't go. Rebound for Annie Matthews. Gives it for Monique Stevens. Stevens across midcourt. We go inside a minute to play. And now a reach-in foul against Amir Davis. That'll be her second, team's 10th. So two free throw opportunities for Monique Stevens for Northwest Missouri State.
Important now for Northwest to knock down some points with the clock stop as this College of St. Mary team is beginning to make a bit of a run here down the stretch, playing with a little bit more focus.
And the first of two free throws for Stevens is good. 4 points in the ball game for her. She had a three-pointer back in the first half. Second free throw also good for Stevens.
Good to keep it in double digits.
68-57 Northwest lead. 55 seconds to go. Miner with it on the left wing for the College of St. Mary. Drive, pass into the corner. Nelson tipped it loose. Now takes it away. Knocks it for Easton. Easton with a layup the other way. It's good for Ariel Easton. 19 points for Easton. She's scored 18 of those in this second half. 70-57 Northwest. 34 seconds to go. Inside to Young. Jumper over Matthews. Too strong. Rebound Nelson. Outlet to Stevens. Stevens will slow it up as she brings it across the floor. No shot clock. 22 seconds to play. Nelson to Stevens. Out near midcourt. Over to the left side for Schechinger. Schechinger between the circles for Nelson. Now to Easton. 10 seconds to go. It's Northwest plays catch, trying to run out the clock here. College of St. Mary continues to play defense. We hit 5 to play. Now Monique Stevens with it. St. Mary will back off, and Northwest will win it. 70-57, the final score. The Northwest Missouri State women with the win as they move to 2-4 on the season. College of St. Mary will remain 6-2 as this was an exhibition for them, but the Bearcat women with a 13-point win here this afternoon. We owe you a break before we go to our post game. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, where the Northwest Missouri State women come up with a win 70-57 over the College of St. Mary as the Bearcat women move to 2-4 on the season. And for Northwest Missouri State sports, they end up 2-1 on the day with a Bearcat football win earlier today The Bearcat men did have a loss down in Springfield to Truman State earlier this afternoon. But the women with a win, 70-57. We're back with the postgame after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kemp Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena after a 70-57 win for the Northwest Missouri State women over the College of St. Mary here this afternoon. And, John, one of the other things that we heard Coach Smith talk about in the pregame is fact that this Flames team was scoring close to 90 points a game. They're averaging 88 points a game through eight games so far this year, and Northwest able to hold them to 57.
Yeah, good defensive effort. I really liked the play in the second half in particular. They came out, they were more focused, I think, a little more intense on the defensive side, and really turned into points on the offensive side. They had several fast break points out of this one, and the important thing too was once they were able to get a little momentum and get a lead, they never let St. Mary get back in the game.
And Northwest Missouri State ends up with a 70-57 win here this afternoon. We'll look at the Extra Effort Award winner right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. Today, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about things he's thankful for.
It is the Thanksgiving season, and a great time to really reflect on all the blessings that we have and gratitude. And I've had an opportunity to go meet with a variety of partners, but also then some donors and friends in Chicago. And, you know, I think about the legacy of the last 108 years or so of Northwest Missouri State in the region, and it's huge. And so I give thanks to our region because, you know, the Northwest Missouri and the surrounding regions are so very special. And you and I talk about, you know, how important university is to the community, to the region, but vice versa. I mean, it's all part of that relationship that's so special. So I can certainly start there, and then we can go on from there, John. I mean, our students, I'll tell you what, I'm just so thankful for our students because they're Bearcats, and they understand the Bearcat legacy. And, you know, as they go through their learning process, they understand that the green and white Bearcat Nation, for what we stand, is very, very important. So students, critical, and obviously you have to focus on your people, faculty, and staff. And I think as you look around the research, most organizations talk about people being their greatest asset. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, most organizations really do believe that. But at Northwest, there's no question that faculty play a very special role, as do staff, in the development of our students. and in our mission of focusing on student success, every student, every day. So the people side, just absolutely critical, John, and you know, that extends into our alumni and friends family, 70,000 plus strong.
That was Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 70-57, the final. Northwest Missouri State with the win over the College of St. Mary. It is time for the Extra Effort Award. And, John, there were a couple of players that we really talked about for this award that had decent games. But the one getting her first start as a Bearcat tonight, solid job both offensively and defensively.
No doubt about that. Shelby Mustaine ended up with 12 points, also pulled down to 10 rebounds for a double-double, had a couple of assists. She was 4-6 at the free throw line, 4-8 overall, 8 defensive and 2 offensive rebounds. But you look on the defensive side, really able to hold down a very tough player in DeAndre Young, who ended up with 16 points, but most of those coming when she's being guarded by one of the other players out there. But strong performance out of Shelby Mustaine as our Extra Effort Award winner.
Also considered Ariel Easton tonight, 19 points, 5 rebounds for her. She had 4 assists and 3 steals as well. But all around a good night for Northwest as they get the win over the College of St. Mary. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Michael Smith. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, 70-57 the final. The Northwest Missouri State women with the win over the College of St. Mary. And joining us now is head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Michael Smith. Coach, one thing that really stuck out from this game that you talked about in the pregame is the fact that this Flames team averaged 88 points a game, you know, put up almost 90 a game. And I know that was something that was a bit of a concern, but holding them to 57 this afternoon, pretty good number.
Well, I was extremely proud of our defensive effort, you know, and that's what I've told our kids. As a coaching staff, we're going to do everything we can from a scouting standpoint to put them in a position, because I love film. I love watching, you know, other teams and trying to figure out ways to take away things and stuff like that. And as you mentioned, we were really concerned. They were a high-power offense coming in, you know, and I felt like our defense did a tremendous job tonight. And, you know, I'll just say it was a rough first half. It was a rough first half for both teams. Obviously, we'd been off for a couple days because of the holiday break. I gave them a couple days coming back. But then that second half, I really thought we responded and did a good job. But yeah, as you mentioned, you know, Shelby played a lot of minutes tonight. I told you, when Big Kid was in, Shelby was going to be in. Big Kid was out, Shelby was going to be out, you know. And for the most part, you know, depending on foul situation. So I was really pleased with our defensive pressure tonight.
And you talk about Shelby. She's going up against a player that, you know, had some playing time at a Division I school at the University of Florida. And I really thought when Shelby was in there against her, defensively especially, not only did she play well, but you saw her turn around and get some rebounds to keep them off the offensive glass.
Yeah, I thought she was very aggressive. I was on to her a lot in the first half, you know, just because I felt like she could have done a little more offensively. But she'd done a lot for us defensively. There's no doubt about it tonight. And she's really starting to mature into a nice player. I keep forgetting that technically she's only a freshman.
Yeah.
You know, to do that, that's exciting to think about. But I was pleased too with, you know, with our guards. I thought, Monique did a much better job of handling the basketball tonight than you know, the previous game. It was nice to have Ariel finally wake up a little bit in the second half. You know, DJ's been steady, 7-for-7 at the free throw line. And another one I was pleased about tonight was Timber off the bench. You know, we've been trying to figure out a way to get her going a little bit. Didn't start her tonight, and I really thought she gave us some real valuable minutes off, in particular in that second half, for us tonight. So it was nice to get this win because, as I told you, we knew it was going to be a tough game going into it.
I think that the example you bring up, Timber, talking about some little things through a season that kind of that need to help the team, you mentioned that. You make a change in the lineup, and players can react any one of two different ways. They can either just kind of be somber about it or come out and play hard and do something about it. And like you said, it seemed like she made a step forward tonight.
Well, she brought that spark off the bench. We've been looking for a spark off the bench. We absolutely have to have a spark off the bench. We have to have good production off our bench. And that's been an area that, you know, we've been struggling a little bit, we talked about in the pregame, just trying to find that right mix, just trying to find somebody consistent, I guess is the word that I've been looking for off the bench. And obviously it happened to be Timber tonight off the bench, and Meredy gave us some pretty good minutes as well. Denise came in and defended a little bit. So, you know, if that's what it's going to take for us to have success, you know, we got to do what's best for the team. And so I was really pleased, I guess, with that spark from that Timber gave us off the bench tonight.
Well, you're talking about wanting to watch film. You'll be able to watch film of your own team for the next game coming up. Of course, you match up against Pittsburgh State. This one will be a conference game, but you just saw that team, so you've got some of your own film.
Yeah, yeah, and obviously they're coming to our place, playing on our home floor. Since we've played them, they played Quincy, went down and got beat by Quincy by 21 the other night, and we know about that Quincy team being the first game of the season, so they've had a chance to sit on that a little bit, and their next game is coming in here to Bearcat Arena. So, you know, we talked about with our players, you know, we felt like we gave that one away a little bit with just the, you know, the turnovers that we had and the offensive rebounds, and those are things that we have control over and we can fix. And hopefully, when we get back to practice on Monday, we'll start working on that and prepare for Pittsburgh State.
One more thing, too, I want to make a point of that you talked about is just getting a win in terms of gaining confidence. It's got to be big.
It is huge, you know, especially with the team still, honestly, still in a way trying to find their identity in the ways we are. I mean, we've had to make some adjustments offensively, which I felt like has helped us. Defensively, after the first couple games, we've had to make some adjustments and do those things. And you've got to give these kids some credit. They're really starting to buy in a little bit. You know, it's easy for the third coach in 3 years for them to have a wall up.
Yeah.
And I don't want to make excuses, but I tell people all the time, well, put yourself in their shoes. Yeah. Who are they trusting right now?
Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe their roommate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, right now, is I think, again, they're starting to buy into it a little bit. We've seen opportunities on the floor, flashes of great basketball. We've seen flashes of not so great. And that's, again, part of a young season. The only way we can do is get up. As long as we continue to get better and better every game, regardless of the outcome, I'll be happy. I like to win them all, but I also want to get better as a team.
Well, good step tonight. We'll talk to you for the next step Thursday.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Women. They win tonight over College of St. Mary. We'll be back to wrap it up after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristateFordandLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Owners.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 70-57, our final tonight. The Northwest Missouri State women with the win over the College of St. Mary. Northwest moving to 2-4 on the season, as you heard us talk about with Coach. They will open up conference play this week. Pittsburgh State Thursday, Emporia State Saturday. And the good thing is those will be home games to get conference play started. I guess if you're going to start this early with conference play, you may as well start it at home.
Well, might as well. And a couple of good teams coming in, Emporia State and Pittsburgh State. So not only that, you started off against two very good squads, both for the women and the men, on Thursday and Saturday, and during the football game in between all of that as well. It should be a fun time for Bearcat fans.
Well, basketball games, both Thursday and Saturday, we will get started at 5:10 with the pregame shows and have women's and men's action both of those nights. And then football will be noon at Bearcat Stadium, Northwest Missouri State and St. Cloud State. And we'll be on the air with Bearcat Game Day at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. So we're going to head home, start resting up for yeah, next week. We saw a few fans that we had seen over at Bearcat Stadium out here tonight. And, you know, like I said, it's just a great opportunity, especially for being in the town we're in, to get a chance to see the quality athletics that we get to week in and week out.
Not a bad day for football, both the Maryville Spoofhounds and Northwest Bearcats with wins. Of course, the Spoofhounds with their state championship in Class 3. The Bearcats move on to the quarterfinal round with St. Cloud and the Northwest women with the win. The only downside today, a tough loss for the Northwest men down in Springfield in the Drury Thanksgiving Classic, losing a tough one to Truman State.
So again, our final here from Bearcat Arena tonight, 70-57, the Northwest women with the win. My thanks to everybody back at the station really all day for all
really
the help. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Gorder, and so long from Bearcat Arena.